Yes, welcome once again to the Fountain of Life Daily Inspiration. I want to thank you for calling in and for taking time to take a look at the Word of God and to hear what brothers in Christ are sharing, what some of the things God has shown and given experience in daily life of walking with the Lord Jesus Christ. This is an opportunity for myself and for all the other brothers that you hear when you call into this number. You are hearing testimonies and things that brothers in Christ share with what they've learned in their walk with the Lord. And it is a great privilege to be able to do this. And, you know, we live in a busy society, and so I know it takes some out of your day to stop what you're doing, to call in and to listen to a message. And I want to thank you for taking the time to do that. It also, for those that prepare messages, it takes time to do that, and it takes time to share it, and it's very well worth it because we realize that we're sharing the Word of God, which does not return to Him void, but accomplishes the very thing He set it out to do. And so as you hear the words of God, I just believe in my heart that God is doing a work in your heart, and He's doing that in all people that call upon His name, because as we talked about earlier, God's word is like milk to a little baby. That milk helps the baby to grow and to be strong and to one day eat meat and to be able to be a man or an adult. And that is the very thing that the Word of God does for every human being, anyone that will take time to bow his heart before God, to humble himself and go to the Word of God for food for the soul. And so thank you once again. I appreciate you calling in. Please be encouraged to continue doing this. Maybe you get weary sometimes. I just want to encourage you, continue to do this. There's good things that come out of God's Word, and I believe that you'll be blessed if you stay in it for the long haul. I'd like to read to you out of the book of Psalms again. I'm going to read a very familiar psalm to you. I'm sure that some of you could probably even quote this. It's the 23rd psalm. There's only 6 verses. But I'd like to just read them. And before I do, I want to encourage you that as I read these words, I want you to listen to a man that he wrote these down, and God inspired him to do so. But this is from King David, and if you read the stories of King David and see what his life was like, he had a lot of time when enemies were pursuing him, when he was in danger, when things weren't going just as he would have planned, but he learned where his strength was and he learned where his refuge was. That was in God. And so I want you to hear this. This is somebody that has been through a lot of things that you and I will probably never, ever face. And as you read through the scriptures, you can find out. We don't have time to talk about all the things that David experienced in his life, but for a little bit of a thought, we do know that David was anointed by Samuel to be king, Saul was still king, and there was a time when Saul was pursuing after David and wanted to kill him, and David was afraid, and the scriptures tell us he was scared, and he did some things to try to stay away from Saul. And there was turmoil and trouble in his life. And this is just one incident. There were several, and you can read about those for yourself. But just I want you to listen to the expression and the heartfelt words here that David wrote. And I want you to be able to relate to that as well. Because we are, in a sense, we're very, very much like David. We're not the king of Israel. But we have pressures in our life. We have fears. We have doubts. We have times of turmoil. And it's good for us to reflect on these things just like David did. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And I'm just impressed here with the calm and the comfort that David receives when he thinks about the Lord God. And he is relating to him like a shepherd. And David knew all about what it was to be a shepherd, to watch after sheep. And he said, the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. Why? Because God is going to take care of me. David knew that. And he makes us to lie down in green pastures and leads us beside the still waters. You know, there's a lot of people in our country today that are on medication, and they're very distressed people, and they have to have some kind of tranquilizers or something to help them to deal with some of the pressures of life. And maybe some of you have been there. Maybe some of you are there now. I don't know. But I just want to share with you today, if you've been there, if you're doing it now, or if you will be there someday, I want to remind you that here's a man that went through much more than we can imagine. I don't think somebody's trying to hunt you down and to kill you. Maybe that could happen in some very rare cases, but here's King David, here's the man that Saul was after him. And not just Saul, there was many times when his life was in danger, he was threatened, many times. And he learned that the Lord is his refuge. He's the good shepherd. And I want to encourage you to, if this is something that's not pertaining to you right now, it probably will someday. You'll have an opportunity to fear and to tremble and to be disturbed and distressed. And I would like you to remember Psalm 23 and many other scriptures too, but today we're talking about Psalm 23 and how there is comfort in knowing that the Lord, the God of heaven, is our shepherd. And we don't have to want. We won't need anything because he takes care of us. I want you to remember that, to know that God is watching out for you. Look to him. He is a good shepherd, and he'll take care of you just like a good shepherd would do. If the lion and the wolf come in, that shepherd would chase them off. He'd protect the sheep. And God is much greater than a physical shepherd, a man shepherd. He is the good shepherd, Almighty God. Look to him. Trust in him. He'll get you through whatever it is that you're facing right now. May God bless you as you consider these things.